was in a lecture in Linz, and I was very inspired. I was already looking for my spiritual family, for my spiritual master. And then I went to New York, and I told the girls in Linz that I will go to New York, and they were very excited to say, wow, you go to New York, that's fantastic. Our spiritual master lives there, and I was kind of in a special mood, I would say. I said, no, you don't have to tell me anything, because if this is my master, then, you know, I will find it. And I had this concept of, you know, and I don't need to hear it outwardly, so I will find it. So then I went to New York, and I heard that in New York, you know, there's so many paths, you can choose, you know, you will find your own one. And so then I remembered the lecture, and I remembered that one girl said Parsons Boulevard, and I just checked out the map, and there was a station called Parsons Boulevard, and I decided, let's just go there. And I was in the middle of Manhattan, and I was just happy to find the word again. I thought I heard it right, and I just went, and I guess somehow crew guided me up the hill, because I was standing at Parsons Boulevard at the station, and I didn't know where to go, but I said, well, uphill is always nice. And then I went by the blue doors, and I had this feeling, this is the same kind of vibration that I had during the lecture. And then there came a disciple boy, I actually don't remember either his face nor anything else, and I said, wow, this is also the same kind of vibration. So I just asked him, where's the center, the Swichinma center here? And he said, wow, you know, we don't have a proper center, but there is a restaurant nearby, Anam Brahma. And I was always hungry, because I did a lot of sports, so eating was always a main thing for me. And I said, well, eating is great, yeah, let's just go there. I was already vegetarian. And then I actually became a disciple in Anam Brahma, because the girls always gave me books and something to read, and I, on my way back to Manhattan, I read it all, and one day they said, don't you want to become a disciple of Swichinma? And I said, well, I think this is my path.
How long were you in Anam Brahma for?
2 months, I think, 2 or 3 months.
So you decided to stay in
New York? I had this. I saw. Then they invited me for the New Year's message on the 1st of December, and. That's, you know, when you see your master the first time, it's a very special experience. I was very, I couldn't sit still, but during this New Year's message, I couldn't move. That was something special for me, because I was always like, you know, sitting still was really a challenge, and I couldn't move the whole time. I was just sitting there, and I noticed something special is happening here. And then, I knew this is, I think I found my guru.
Yeah, do you remember what you were feeling when you were first seeing him?
It's because I did so much sport all the time, guru catch me with, I couldn't move, you know, it was so special for me, because I was sitting there and I didn't want to move. I was so relaxed, I was so happy, so that's it, you know, something really special happens, and I just only felt my heart. I'm a German, there was no mind, that's very special. And I just went back home, and I said to my roommates, you know what, something very special happened, I cannot even tell you. I was kind of in a cloud up there somewhere, and normally I'm a very down-to-earth person, so that even this, I don't even remember, you know, the walking back home, it was more like flying home. It was very smooth and just everything different to everything else I experienced before. It was a little bit close to snowboarding when you have real special light snow like this. You feel like a little bit like flying on the snow, but it was even more than that, much more than that. So, yeah, I had it for two or three days and then it went away, but it was very special.